This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, August 8th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Lawmakers talk skinny farm bill on Newsmakers. Former USDA scientist runs for Congress. And MAHA report preview. Now here is an editor's note. AgriPulse Daybreak will not be published next week. At Minnesota Farm Fest, lawmakers Duval talks skinny farm bill. Minnesota lawmakers and American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval have a number of priorities for the so-called skinny farm bill, including conservation and raising farm loan limits. But there's also some tension between Democrats and Republicans. It's left over from the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill, which cut the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program by $186 billion over 10 years. We're in the very early stages of talking about what we would like to see in the skinny farm bill, Representative Angie Craig, ranking member on the House Agriculture Committee, told AgriPulse Newsmakers at the Minnesota Farm Fest earlier this week. You can watch Newsmakers today at agripulse.com. However, she added the size of the cuts in nutrition spending makes it harder to get full Democratic support for a skinny farm bill down the road. I've made that clear. Representative Brad Finstead, a Minnesota Republican, another Ag Committee member, said he wants to see changes in the USDA's Conservation Reserve Program to ensure the highest CRP contracts are going to the most vulnerable land, and maybe we take a little bit less of a CRP contract for the most productive, high-quality land in this country. That way, he said, we're not competing with our own federal government when it comes to land rent prices. Senate Ag Committee top Democrat Minnesota's Amy Klobuchar mentioned raising farm loan limits and trying to restore some funding for SNAP. She also was critical of the Trump administration tariff process. In the short term, the tariffs, quote, bring in some money, but in the long term for the ag community, it's really a nightmare because it dries up markets. We know last time when this happened, we lost a huge part of our soybean market abroad, and now it's already been shrunk. Duval said the clock is ticking on trade deals. Without trade deals, that, quote, level of the playing field for U.S. farm products, it's going to be very difficult for our farmers moving into the future and getting operating loans and being able to keep the farm sustainable. Minnesota Republican Representative Michelle Fishback defended the administration's record on trade deals thus far. Ag is at the forefront of trade negotiations, she said. Former USDA scientist jumps into race for New Jersey House seat. A former USDA climate scientist who chose to resign amid the agency's downsizing efforts has announced she'll be making a run for New Jersey's 7th Congressional District as a Democrat. Megan O'Rourke, who until recently worked as the National Science Liaison for Climate Change at USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture, seeking to become the Democratic candidate in a race for the seat, which is currently held by Republican Tom Keen Jr. Take note, 8 other Democrats are also competing for the chance to take on Keen in the general election, that according to the Federal Election Commission. The Cook Political Report with Amy Walter currently rates that race as lean Republican. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. MAHA report out next week, likely to say yes to fats. no to ultra-processed foods. The Maha Commission report due out next week will likely continue to call for the removal of synthetic dyes from foods, but also may recommend that the upcoming dietary guidelines promote saturated fats, meat, and dairy. That's according to the Center for Science and Public Interest, which hosted a webinar yesterday on what to expect from the report August 12th. An initial report identifying causes of chronic disease in children was released in May and was immediately criticized in general lack of scholarship. The report could encourage states to pursue isolated additive bans, CPSI Science Director Avia Musika said. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has stated publicly he prefers states to pass their own policies in lieu of federal regulations. Another possible recommendation would be eliminating quantitative limits on saturated fat and sodium and recommending Americans consume less ultra-processed foods, Musika said. Kennedy has publicly said to expect the dietary guidelines for Americans to come out as soon as October, she said. Landowners in Iowa get a letter from Summit. Iowa landowners who have not signed voluntary easements with Summit Carbon Solutions will get a revised right-of-way proposal soon with terms, quote, that better support landowners and their long-term interest, Summit's new CEO said in a letter sent out this week. Before long, I believe we'll announce several updates to our business plan that will open new markets and create greater opportunities for the region, Joe Griffin said of the letter. He also sent a letter to landowners with signed agreements to thank them. The five-state liquefied carbon dioxide plan has hit a snag in South Dakota due to a law that says eminent domain cannot be used for carbon dioxide pipelines. Attorney Brian Jordy, who has represented landowners in lawsuits against Summit, said Summit's reboot was expected, but after 4 years of stress, frustration, and animosity, I don't think a new CEO or upper management shift will do the trick. Summit spokesperson Sabrina Zener told AgriPulse in a story that ran on Wednesday that Summit has secured about 75% of its proposed route through Iowa. Hemp takes step toward becoming animal feed ingredient. The hemp industry is one step closer toward access to a new market. The Association of American Feed Control Officials has added hemp seed meal for laying hens as an ingredient in its official publication, which allows animal food ingredients to be recognized within a number of states. Still, inclusion in the publication does not automatically grant state-level acceptance, and industry leaders say hemp's feed regulatory path to market, quote, remains riddled with bureaucratic obstacles, according to a press release from the Hemp Feed Coalition. Andrew Bish, president of the coalition, said in the release that the approval, quote, moves hemp closer to functioning as a real commodity. Here's today's final word. There is a lot to be said about the scientific inadequacies of the previous report. As a piece of science, the initial Maha report, not to be taken seriously. It was done rapidly. It was done with some assistance from AI. It covered a far too complex set of topics that could ever possibly, responsibly be addressed in the amount of time that they had. And that will be true with an additional 80 days. But as a piece of politics, it's absolutely to be taken seriously. This is an incredibly important report, and it will set the tune for what is to come in the next several years. That Peter Lurie, President and Executive Director, Center for Science and the Public Interest. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, August 8th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chuck Nally.